This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This will be a day long remembered. We've seen the end of the Clintons. We'll soon see the end of the globalists.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Set your feelings. You know it to be true.
Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special report from the front lines of the InfoWar. Attempts have been made to neutralize the InfoWarrior known as Alex Jones. Countless attacks have been witnessed and reported in an effort to bring him down. Alex Jones has been sighted on the battlefield fighting against the forces of evil.
We're not going to go down and just shut our mouths and just put up with this. We know where the bodies are buried, folks, and one way or another, we're going to stay on air.
We're receiving reports that Alex Jones has broken through the front lines and is now heading toward the broadcast studio. All efforts to silence him have failed. Emerging victorious against the New World Order, here's your host, Alex Jones. Find the InfoWars transmission at InfoWars.com/show. If you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And now, a galaxy destroyed by conflict, where darkness spreads its tendrils across the universe, one hero rises against the immeasurable might of the globalists. Tune in and trust in the power of the truth to lead us to victory in the great info war. Prepare for the ultimate battle for truth with today's War Room broadcast. Now, it's your host, Owen Schroyer, and his intrepid crew. Find the show and share the links at InfoWars.com/show.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the great Drew Hernandez coming up here in about 10 minutes. Let's get this next break. Owen Schroyer comes up in about 53 minutes with the War Room. Blair White is here in studio with us, challenging the whole globalist narrative and the trans agenda targeting our children. We got 10 minutes left till Drew Hernandez takes over. We're skipping the break so he has more time. We'll skip the last network break, too, so he gets all his time back. Always love hearing from Drew Hernandez. But you wanted to get into DeSantis, Trump, the election, not just obsessed on the trans issues. So you got the floor, Blair. Take it away.
Well, we can talk about anything, but I was just thinking it's interesting how for a minute I felt like I was gravitating towards DeSantis because of how he handled the pandemic versus Trump, which is, you know, Trump is the king of the vaccine in many ways. But now I feel like the energy for me is shifting back towards Trump. I wanted to see how you felt about that. Like, are you, what's like the way forward? Is it Trump?
When DeSantis was being himself, he was doing a great job. As soon as he got Jeb Bush and Karl Rove on his team, it was like he was a deflated balloon.
Yeah, and he really proved people right when they were saying that he was the establishment choice and he was this and that, because I didn't even necessarily believe that at first. I was like, how could he be establishment based on the way he handled the pandemic? Because at a certain
point, no, he wasn't establishment until he joined them to try
right,
to win.
Right, right.
They lied to him and said an indicted Trump, he can beat that. I mean, a five-year-old could tell him that's politically savvy.
Right, and if he hadn't made that choice, you know, I think he'd be in a much better position, because at the end of the day, there was a point in time where I think the only free place on the planet, excluding some, like, third world countries, that was open during the lockdown was literally Florida. You know, it's like the entire
world. That's a shame to watch him self-immolate.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Trump's not perfect, but there's just nothing for me like the Trump energy and the way he energizes, like, his side. It's like,
well, the whole power structure, four indictments, you know, I mean, the Georgia indictment's imminent. This is ridiculous.
But even that's scary. I don't want to live in a country where you have, you know.
I agree. So you say a lot on your podcasts, I can ask questions all day, but what else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners? How do you see there's a backlash now against the leftist dehumanization, target the children, pedophilic thing, piggyback to the trans agenda? How do you see this unfolding?
I mean, I would say just kind of place the backlash where it's deserved, right? It's like, you know, there's people responsible for certain things, and then there's not, and then there's useful idiots, and then there's people being co-opted. That would be me, you know? So it's like just place it where it's deserved, criticize what's worth criticizing, you know? And also, I think the argument can get weakened when people fight against children transitioning by also like throwing adult freedom and adult autonomy, bodily autonomy, in with that, like out with the water, right? It weakens it because it's then people just fight against all of it.
Well, it's how they lie and say conservatives are banning books. No, the left's banning books and free speech everywhere on record. We're trying to ban 8-year-olds being given horrible pornographic books.
Right, but this is how they lie, because in Tennessee, there was a story, it was, oh, drag is being banned. You know, people were DMing me and commenting. All my comments were like, when are you going to talk about Tennessee banning drag? And I'm like, let me see. So I look it up, and of course, it's not banning drag at all. It's keeping it in over 18 clubs. But that's the way they'll lie, because it keeps that community of people living in this state of perpetual fear that the world is coming down on them, when in reality, I don't think there's any rational, you know, way to think that.
I agree. Let's pull up the haunted face of the woman that transitioned to man. She looks like a demonic clown, and now they're suppressing the manifesto that we've got parts of that was anti-Christian, and going and targeting a church, a school full of children.
That was a Christian hate crime, and no one talks about that.
Well, talk about it.
If that was any other group of people that got shot up like that, any other school, not even people, it was children. Children are people, you know what I mean. Any other group, it would be called a hate crime against them, right? If it was a mosque, it would be an anti-Muslim hate crime. If it was a synagogue, you know, name any group, right? So I just don't like even that, the sort of like minimization of that, because that's what it was at the end of the day. That was the first thing I thought. You can put the word trans in there. You can put it. I'm like, this was a Christian hate crime. This was, you know, a girl who clearly was unwell, but she had resentment and hatred towards Christians.
Can we put up the Tennessee shooter? It's that haunting photo where she looks like a total clown, and she looks so haunted while she's killing these kids.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so sad. It's scary.
Right, and not to make a no-truth Gossman fallacy here, but when I look at her, I'm like, so what exactly makes this person trans? Because now they make that definition so...
Look at that face.
Literally the devil. I watched the video of her getting taken out, and like looked at the pictures a few times, because I was like, thank God. But I look at that person and I'm like, I get that they say that they're trans, but having pronouns in your bio doesn't really make you trans.
Well, what did the psychiatrist do to this poor woman? I mean, look at this.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, a beautiful young lady turns into this.
Right. And there's clearly like
shooting 6-year-olds.
Right. And have they released, like, what drugs she was on at all? Because, you know...
No, they admit she was on a bunch of drugs.
What were they? But, like, psychotics?
They said it was, it was antidepressants. Which on the drug says can make you do psychotic stuff.
Right. It's like people don't understand. I've never met someone who takes... No offense to anyone who takes antidepressants and makes that choice, and maybe it's good for them. Like I said, what's good for you is good for you, me for me. But I've never met anyone who, from the outside looking in, seems to benefit from antidepressants.
I've been very honest about my life. I've drank way too much. I love tobacco. And I've taken hallucinogens a few times. I tried cocaine a couple times. Methamphetamine. It made me so sick in high school and college, never did it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a girlfriend in college that took Prozac. So I thought, let me see what this feels like. They claim it has to build up. I took one Prozac pill one day, another a few days. I was in a dream that week. When I took Prozac for 1 week, I was like, didn't even remember it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they say it doesn't even kick in for a month. What must that be like?
100%. And also, a lot of, you know, I was on, just to be very transparent, I was on a little bit of an Adderall kick a while ago, where, you know, I was maybe taking Adderall for a week or two to get a lot of work done. And I couldn't believe, it was my first time taking it, and I couldn't believe what it was doing. I felt like I was on crack, and I think about, like, they're putting kids on it.
Little kids.
Little kids who were exhibiting normal behavior of children, which is then diagnosed as something, and they're on speed for it. It's insane. So it doesn't shock me at all that, you know, these shooters, the one thing they all seem to have in common are these drugs and what they do. I mean, they say it to your face in the commercials. The long list of, like, taking this drug to not kill yourself might make you kill yourself. It's like, then why take it? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we got about 60 seconds left. We're going to skip this break to Renee as we take over. Blair White, thanks for coming in. I'd love to come back on your show. Back when I was censored years ago, you were the first host to have me on. I appreciate that. Any other things you'd like to add?
No, I just, you know, am very thankful to be here. You know, it's been a long time coming. Obviously, we did a remote one like 8 years ago, so it's just cool to be here, and we'll do more stuff in the future. And thanks to everyone for hanging out with
me. What are you doing next on your podcast?
Just running my mouth.
All right. Well, don't run off. I'm going to introduce Drew Hernandez. I'm going to say bye to you and your crew. Okay. And then Owen's coming up at about 45 minutes exactly. Owen Schroyer, Blair White. You can find Blair White's website at msblairwhite.com or twitter.com/msblairwhite or on youtube.com/blairwhite. Thank you so much, Blair.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Again, this is going on. This is happening. We need to discuss it. We don't want to kill each other. We'd have an open discussion about who represents who and not let the left misrepresent who they control and what's.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Absolute 100% fact. And we know that those that are seeking to determine those facts, that are vetting those facts, to communicate those facts, those are the ones that either get A, extremely demonized and slandered and discredited. And you see this on a daily basis. Anyone that's honestly a truth speaker that finds the fact of the matter that they're talking about gets absolutely obliterated, destroyed, discredited. They will not be, and they shall not be listened to, because that is how an individual gets jacked outside of the matrix. But the other response is an individual will be greatly respected. An individual will be seen as someone that is a trusted source of information that does vet their own information, that is willing not only to seek the truth, but communicate the truth at the cost of getting destroyed and obliterated. You get respected for such an act like that. And especially if you're a part of this movement where people are truly awakening to this truth of reality, of God, of the universe, the multidimensional world that we live in. It's one of two. It's one of two. You're either going to get demonized or you're going to get well respected by an individual. But a truth speaker, a truth seeker gets hit with both. But ultimately, we don't worship man. We don't serve a human being. We're not trying to please human beings, because the fear of man is a snare, according to the Bible. Now, what does that mean when Pontius Pilate, when, a Roman captain and leader at the time was faced with the question, what is truth? When Jesus checked him, this guy was hit right in between the eyes, could not even answer it within himself. What is true, especially in this situation, because we have an innocent man here that has no crimes according to Rome, but Rome viewed Jesus Christ as a threat to the state, the ultimate insurrectionist, because he was riling up the Jews. He was a revolutionary Jew that was causing an uproar, not only in Jerusalem and Galilee and all of the spots that Jesus did his human ministry, but also the Jews, the religious zealots of the day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were pushing for the execution of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. So when Pontius Pilate was put in this position, he was ultimately presented with the fundamental question that we all ask ourselves every single day: what is truth? Now, when you peel that back, theologically speaking, the same one that prompted that question in the mind of Pontius Pilate in such a serious time in his life, about to crucify an innocent man and murder an innocent man publicly, he ultimately caved, and this was all according to the will of God, he ultimately caved to the fear of men, to the religious Sadducees, the radicalized Jews of the day that were pushing for the crucifixion and execution of an innocent man. That's the gospel message, okay? That's all according to God's will. He was offered up as the innocent Lamb of God for the sacrifice and the forgiveness of sins for all of mankind for eternity, but it's based on whether you receive that free gift or not. It's by faith alone, grace, not of works, lest any man shall boast. But when that fundamental question, when your reality gets breached, like when Pontius Pilate, his reality was breached in that moment, maybe never even thought about that ever in his lifetime. What is truth? It's a Christ pill moment. It's a red pill moment. It's a God pill moment. It's the ultimate moment where truth does breach the mind. You will not be red-pilled if you are not dealing in truth. You will not be Christ-pilled if you are not fundamentally dealing in truth. You can't dance around it. You can't thwart it. You can't debate it. You cannot debate the truth and win. Because if you do, ultimately, you will have to resort to lies, slander, and anything but the truth, in order to give an illusion that what you're saying is the truth, but if the ultimate fact of the matter is something opposite of what you're saying, then you, my friend, are a liar and a deceiver. And that's not where we want to be. We want to be on the side of Christ ultimately. Every single day and every single situation, every single ideology has to be filtered and has to stand up against the Bible. If you are a self-proclaimed Christian, this is the reality of your existence. You are a truth bearer. You are an agent of truth, an agent of Christ. You are an individual that must deal with truth every single day of your life. Now, the reason why this is important to understand is because, well, Jesus Christ comes along and says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ comes along and says, and no man comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ comes along and claims to be ultimately, exclusively, the truth of mankind, fundamentally. Jesus Christ comes along and says, I am the fact of the matter of the universe. I am the one, the architect. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the eternal water of life. I am. Christ is the origin. God is life. Christ is life. Who ultimately understands and holds the future? God, Christ, eschatology. Who ultimately understands the past perfectly? God, Christ. He is the author of mankind. His will ultimately always win in the end. No matter what humans say, no matter what humans think, God will always be right. And listen, I'm going to be honest. If God be for us, who could be against us? But the way that I view that is I don't expect God to be on my side. Because I'm not perfect. I don't get it down right all the time. That's why I have to ask him for help. That's why I have to take my ridiculous, weak mind and bring it to him, the truth. So I make sure I'm on his side, okay? I'm on his side, all right? I'm weak. I'm powerless. I'm nothing without Christ. I have nothing, literally nothing. I want to be on his side every single day. So when you're talking about truth, who is the truth? If Christ is the truth, that means his word is what? The Bible says is truth. His word is true. It's a lamp to your feet. It's a guidance. It's a path here in this human experience that we have, not only in life temporarily, but in life eternally. Who's got the blueprints? Who's got the blueprints for the universe? Who's got the blueprints for the multidimensional universe that we all know exists because you can interface with it? I don't recommend you do because you start dealing with demonic activity and powers. And if you're not a born again Christian, you will not shake them. You will be tormented. You will be tormented. A lot of people wake up to this reality when they start dabbling with the occult and witchcraft and mediums and interfacing with spirits that claim to be their grandpa from World War II. They're all demonic beings that have been around longer than you and I have been alive. These demonic powers, Lucifer, they have perfect theology. You say, Drew, whoa, what does that mean? Oh, these beings have been in the presence of God in eternity before mankind was even established. They know who God is. That's why they are masters at manipulating the truth. God is truth. God is life. Christ is truth. Christ is life. What is the reality? Who is reality? Who made reality? These are fundamental questions that the Bible reveals to every single one of us. And of course, there will be a pushback. And of course, there will be a rebellion. And of course, there will be, well, that's just all mythological. Is it? Then why has this existed for so long? Then why have some of the most prominent men in human history that were confronted by the historical figure of Christ been confronted with this fundamental question? What is truth? Until Jesus Christ.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Bible will always be right in the end. God will always be correct in the end. You're dealing with the New World Order. You're dealing with the Antichrist. You're dealing with the satanic, anti-human agenda that is an attack on God. Those made in God's image, biological males, biological females, getting twisted, perverted, distorted. It's an ultimate attack on God. You read Psalms chapter 2. The fallen world, those that are not born again, are not at war with Trump. They're not at war with America. They're not at war. Well, fundamentally, yes, they are. But ultimately, their war is not with patriotism. Their war is ultimately against Messiah, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because the ultimate showdown in the end, when the New World Order is fully installed, when the Antichrist rises and is installed, which the Bible says he will enter into the third Jewish temple in Israel, the state of Israel. Right now, the Temple Mount is empty when it comes to a Jewish temple. You got the Temple Mount up there. The Muslims have their religious site. But there is no third Jewish temple. There is no third Israeli temple, which they are pushing for. You will watch the Antichrist according to the Bible. He will deceive the Jews. He will deceive the state of Israel. They will receive him as Messiah. And they will not even understand and realize that they are accepting Satan with open arms. But why that's fundamentally imperative to understand is that when this New World Order is installed, this anti-human agenda is installed, it will be the epicenter in the Middle East. It will be predominantly in Jerusalem, Old City Jerusalem. The Bible targets this very specifically. He will go into the third Jewish temple that will be built again, because in human history you only see two. There will be a third one that will be erected, that will be established. The Antichrist will ultimately walk into it. He will sit in the Holy of Holies and declare himself to be God. And at that point, the Jews will realize that they've been deceived and they've made a huge mistake, because salvation will come to the house of Israel and to the tribes, the 12 tribes, and God will save them in a remnant. But that deception and that level of deception and the installation of the New World Order, where you see this fall of humanity and you see this fall, it comes alongside of it. It's, yes, you see the mark of the beast. You see this mark in the right hand and in the forehead. You will not be able to access the economy, the cashless society, not only in one region of the world. This will be worldwide enforced. But alongside, you will see, the Bible does say, especially particularly in the times of the Antichrist, lawlessness will abound. Now, is that only law and order falling in a country? Is that a police state installed? Yes, there will be an authoritarian, psychotic machine that the world has never seen before. But you will see total degeneracy at the same time, because it will be lawlessness also in the heart. It'll be lawlessness also with those casting away the law of God, casting away morality that they've been given because God's law has been written on our hearts. These end times will be accompanied with a lawlessness that you have never even seen or experienced before. That the world, that planet Earth, that's why Jesus came out and said, as in the days of Noah shall be these times of the end of the world, the times of the Antichrist, the end days. And they'll probably be even worse, because you see Romans chapter 1 and you see the ultimate degeneracy. You see the attack on traditional biological marriage getting traded in for something perverted, inverted, and disgusting, which is also accompanied with mass mental illness and mass instability. That's what the so-called trans movement literally is, whether it's adult or child. That's literally what it is. And the truth is going to hurt, but the truth is going to unlock. And open rebuke is better than concealed with love. The Christian is given the task to expose and unveil what is being done in the darkness. And all of these are New World Order Antichrist systems that are meant to depopulate the earth and plunge humanity into a place of desperate, desperate times, to where you accept and you willfully accept the authoritarian regime yourself. Has God not mandated biological procreation in the context of holy matrimony between a biological male and a biological female? Is that biblical doctrine from the very beginning of mankind? Yes. Anything outside of that is not only heretical, I would go as far to say doctrines of demons, because it's antichrist. It's the literal opposite of what God has instituted for mankind from the very beginning, from the very jump, from the very start of who we are as a civilization. This is fundamental to our existence. That's why it's depopulation. That's why on a scientific, on a physical, biological level, it is depopulation. You will not, you cannot have a society that has a future that does not practice biological procreation, especially in the context of holy matrimony. You will spread disease. You will have to result to abducting children. You will have to eventually result to going back to biological procreation, biological male, biological female, because the homosexual community, the so-called trans community, which is all just gay anyways, has no biological future. That's just the reality of this situation. Now, is that what God desires? Because we can't sit here and say, well, we're anti-depopulation, but we're not going to address this part of it. As a Christian, like I said, who gets to fundamentally determine what is truth? Now, is telling the truth to someone, is that hate? Well, that's how the deep state and the authoritarian regime is seeking, and the New World Order is seeking to define that. Truth is hate. Truth is hate. Hate is truth. They're defining. That's why fact checkers all over Facebook, that's why it doesn't matter whether you're talking about kids or an adult. It doesn't matter. Across the entire board, they're creating protected classes because it's about censorship and shutting down anyone that comes out in what? Tells the truth. Is the truth meant to be a sniper bullet of hate? Or is the truth meant to be, metaphorically I'm speaking, a sniper bullet of truth and love in order to unlock the mind of those that are deceived? I would argue the Bible does teach that truth is meant to unlock those that are deceived, because every single one of us that have come to Jesus, that have given our lives to Jesus, we all were degenerate at one point in our lives. So when we move forward, we don't walk in our past. We don't walk in the powerless inability of our past. But I will tell you, no one's perfect. But if you are living a double life, you have no power. That's why you don't believe you have the power to speak the truth of God. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but the Bible is very clear. You must be authentic about your profession in Christ. Obviously, you're going to struggle a little more than others or less than others. That's all determined between you and God. But you never sacrifice the truth. And you will only sacrifice the truth if you yourself are compromised. Period. That's it. Doesn't mean you have to be, because, you know, what they call in theological circles, what I'm describing is what they call hyper grace. Hyper grace is the teaching and belief where no matter how bad something is, no matter how degenerate something is, no matter what, you don't address it righteously. You don't address it with any righteous discipline. You don't address it with any kind of righteous unveiling. You just allow it to keep going and going and going. Give it a pass, give it a pass, give it a pass, and nothing changes. That's not fundamentally what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches repentance, an acknowledge of truth, an acknowledge of sin, an acknowledge of your fallen state. And this not only goes beyond when you coming to Christ and you become born again, this goes beyond. This is part of what theologically we call your sanctification process. So now you go from, okay, I'm redeemed, I'm forgiven, I'm declared righteous, I'm positionally righteous and perfect before God. My position before God.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Century in 2023, 50 years from now, that Donald J. Trump didn't exist. You see what I'm saying? Doesn't that sound absurd? Like 50 years from now, 100 years from now, right? Donald Trump was not an actual historical figure. Really? Wow. Really? Right? So, and even right now, fast forward, where are we at? 70 plus years later? Imagine coming out and trying to say, well, Adolf Hitler didn't exist. He wasn't a real person. He was just a mythological figure that people drew up in their minds. Does that sound absurd to anybody? 70 years, we're approaching 100 years later? Exactly. The point is the ultimate reality. It's very hard to disprove Jesus Christ being a historical figure, but the big question is, was he God? Because that's what got him crucified. That's what got him murdered. What was the ultimate charge? What drove the religious Jews and the Pharisees overboard when it came to Jesus? Okay, he was healing on the Sabbath. That's blasphemy. Okay, he's not really one of us. This kid is a revolutionary. He's going against our laws and traditions that go outside the Old Testament books of the Bible. All right, this guy's they viewed him as a heretic. But what was it that ultimately drew him over the edge? It was that he claimed to be God. He claimed to be God in human flesh. I am the I am. He claimed to be equal with God the Father. He claimed to be deity. That's what drove the religious Jews of the day to murder Jesus Christ. You see, that's the fundamental question that everybody has to ask themselves. Number one, not only does Jesus exist, is God even real? But also, is Jesus Christ God? Because if he's not God, then I have no hope, I have no power, I have no assurance of salvation. Because you got to ask yourself, this is the ultimate Christ pill for a lot of people that they don't understand. If Jesus Christ is truly God, if Jesus Christ is truly a historical figure, his life, his death, burial, and resurrection can all be historically proven, then what does that mean? What does that mean? Was he just a religious historical figure? Like, what does that really mean? What are the implications that you could literally prove the historical resurrection of Jesus Christ? People saw him alive, the same guy that was murdered publicly, executed by the Romans, colluded by the Jews and the religious zealots of the day, instigated, conspired. Those same people, that same public that watched him ride in on the donkey on Palm Sunday. Hosea, Hosea, Hosea in the highest. He's here. Our king is here. They thought they had a human king. Oh, no, he's a failure. Look at him. He's not our king. He's being crucified by the Romans. Take yourself down from there. We thought you were a king. You claimed that you were going to usher in the kingdom. You said you were going to destroy the temple. You claimed that you were going to revamp everything. We thought you were the one. They turned the same. This was public. Thousands of people that publicly viewed him as the king of the Jews, then mocked him. In their arrogant, ignorant minds, when they didn't realize he is the eternal king of the Jews. And he will usher in the eternal kingdom of heaven. And he will return and reign and rule, but he had to take care of sin first. What does that mean? What does that mean when there are multiple thousands of eyewitnesses historically that not only watched him identify as a king, they received him as a king, but because he got captured by the Romans, crucified and publicly humiliated by the Romans, they threw him aside, they cast him aside, they began to mock him. Look at him, look at you, you piece of trash. We thought you were our guy. We thought you were our guy. And those same people, the same one that they received, then turned their back on because he was publicly executed, saw him resurrected, man. You have to really deal with this. This is the reality. This is a historical reality. If this is true, which it is for me, because I've dug into this, I have tried so hard to find a problem with this and can only come to the conclusion, okay, not only is this real, but Jesus Christ died and rose from the grave. Like, dude, the implications of this is he's not just a historical figure. He's not just a revolutionary religious figure. He's not just some kind of, you know, anti-establishment figure that had a following and then died. If he rose from the grave, then he must be really God. Because who has the keys to life? Who has the keys to defeat death? Who really has that? Not only to claim eternal life, but to come out and deliver on eternal life. He is the path. He is the way. That's why he claimed, I am the truth. So the reason why, you know, I wasn't planning on breaking this down today, but I think the reason why we are living in such a critical time, we're going against the New World Order, we're going against false gods. We're going up against false ideologies, false gospels. We're going up against antichrist systems. That's what the New World Order is, biblically. Antichrist systems, ideas, ideologies. When you address homosexuality, when you address the death jabs, when you address the so-called trans issue, whether it's kids or adults. Like, I love people enough to sit here and say, yeah, I don't want to see you mutilating your body. Why is it that when a young kid becomes a cutter, or even an adult, when a young kid or an adult becomes a cutter, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's demonic. It's satanic. It's sad. I was a youth pastor for 6 years, and I had to deal with this with the youth in our youth group. These young kids get these ideas in their minds where they're depressed and they're hurt, there's something inside of them that's driving them to suicide or trying to relieve the pain by slitting their wrists. You guys have seen people like this. The kids in our youth group, they would, you know, I'd have to talk to their parents about this because their whole arms, their whole wrists mutilated, sliced. They would take it even to their necks. They would take anywhere there was a vein on the back of their knees, or some of them would even go as far as their heels, their Achilles. It's crazy stuff. You know, when you see that, any person is like, oh my gosh, dude, like, why are you doing that? Like, what's going on in here? That's not the remedy. The remedy to the broken heart, the remedy to the mental instability, the remedy to the depression, the remedy to what's going on in here is not a physical mutilation of your body. Yeah, you might experience some kind of like relief of pain, maybe some kind of emotional temporary little high, but the pain always remains. Why is it when we deal with cutters in the youth or deal with cutters even in adults? Oh, well, that's obviously demonic. But when it comes to this so-called trans mutilation of genitals in youth and adults, oh, well, you know, we got to make sure we're not hurting anybody's feelings. To me, arguably, I would say the hacking of genitals of children and adults is probably even worse and more satanic and antichrist than just cutting. I would say that's taking it to the next level. Oh, because you got something in here and you think that the remedy is physical to make it right again or to make you feel better. Well, at the end of the day, fundamentally as a Christian, that's a botch. That's an attack of a human being made in the image of God, whether it's a child or not. Because if you've been biologically engineered by God, this is the depopulation. This is the attack on God. This is the Antichrist agenda. And it must all be addressed. Death, jabs, like I said, abortion, murder, it must all be addressed. Homosexuality, it must all be addressed. The so-called trans movement, whether youth, minor, or adult, it must all be addressed. Whether the climate cult, pulling fossil fuels, all depopulation. All depopulation, poisoning the food systemically, poisoning the water systemically, chemically destroying human beings. It's an attempt to thwart the human race from the fundamental command that was given to mankind. Be fruitful and to multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. Holy matrimony, not in fornication. Holy matrimony. God established marriage. So I guess the question is this. What side are you on? You have to decide. Every single one of us have to decide every single day. Determine what is true. You'll find it. The truth shall what? Set you free. Seek, knock, you will find. Come to Christ because he is the truth. Not the suggestion, but he.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.